A book is found. Josiah was 8 years old when he became the king of Judah. He walked with the Lord from the day he became king until the day he died 31 years later. He was the last great king before the people of Judah went into captivity. When he was 26 years old, he hired men to restore the temple. Money had been given for that purpose, so he gave it to the workmen and said, "You have proven yourself to be men of integrity. Therefore, you don't have to give an account for this money." One day, the high priest found the book of the law written by Moses. He sent it to the king, who had it read out loud. When Josiah heard what was written in the book, he ripped his clothes and said, "Surely God's anger is great against us. Our ancestors made a contract with God and then broke it over and over. Oh, his judgment on us must be close at hand. Go find someone who can ask the Lord about this." The priest went to a certain section of the city, to the home of Huldah, a woman prophet. They asked her about what was written in the book. She said, "I have a message from God to the man who sent you here. God says, 'The people of this land have totally turned against me. They serve idols and false gods. I'm about to fulfill the judgment written in the book you found. Disaster will soon fall on this place and everyone who lives here. Nothing can turn away the judgment that is coming.'" Huldah then said, "I have another message for the king of Judah. The Lord says, 'When you heard the words of this book, your heart was sad and you ripped your clothes and cried. You have sought me with humility, and I heard you. Therefore, you will not see the disaster I'm bringing on this place. I will wait until you die and are buried.'" The priest took these words back to Josiah. When he heard them, he gathered together all the elders of Jerusalem and Judah. They in turn went and got the rest of the people. Everyone went to the temple, where they heard the king read the law of Moses. They heard about the agreements their nation had with God. Once the reading of the law was done, Josiah stood in the place reserved for the king. In front of everyone, he made the same commitments to the Lord. He vowed he would follow God's commandments with all of his energies and power. And all the people agreed to do the same.